The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It is 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are. People have been taking advantage of the prayer request line, going to thepowerhour.com or calling the show, calling the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, and submitting some prayer requests, which is a good thing. And, of course, I've been talking to people. I got a very interesting phone call from Chicago the other day, and I said that I would make mention of this during our prayer request because we have a minister in Chicago, Reverend Elijah, and he has been hospitalized with COVID since last November. He is finally getting out of the hospital today. Thank God for small favors. They intubated him 8 times. What does that tell you? He got married when he was in the hospital because his fiance said, "I don't know if I'm going to lose you or not, and we really need to be married." Well, they got married in the hospital while he was there and awake. Then his fiance, then wife, turned wife, passed away from liver cancer while he was in the hospital. You talk about a double whammy. And he's still there. He's still surviving, even though his wife, Pam, did not make it. And I knew both of them personally. Beatrice also lost her fiance to cancer as well. And so we want to lift up the situation to the Heavenly Father. Almighty God, just take care of these people. Heal them. Get them through their grief. The grieving period is the toughest thing because losing somebody you love is hard. Just trying to maintain our health is hard. Father, we just thank you for the deliverance of Beatrice, of Elijah, and Pam. And, of course, Beatrice's fiance, that they're in a better place. They're resting, waiting for the return of your son with the trump of the archangel. Because the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we should comfort one another with these words. And we thank you for their blessings, for the fact that they are still, that Elijah and Beatrice are still alive, that they can continue to go out and be a shining example of everything that you stand for and that your word stands for. And we just lift this up to you and thank you for their blessings and their deliverance in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Okay, now what I want to know is how come more of you are not writing and submitting prayer requests? Because when two or more people are gathered in his name, those things get added. Hopefully you did something good over the weekend. And now we're back on Monday, back in the saddle again. And of course, tomorrow, Tuesday the 24th, is the 7th anniversary of the passing of our beloved founder, radio host Joyce Riley. So we are going to be reserving, besides the news, the first hour of the show for listeners to call in and make comments about their relationship with Joyce to celebrate her life and legacy on this show. Because we've been here since the turn of the century. And we want to make our silver anniversary at least. And so we appreciate you shopping at the Power Mall. We have 10% off Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week. 10% off OptiVita products. The sale prices on both of these items are marked. And if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Herb and Spice products, which automatically apply at checkout. Now, understand, for those of you that aren't in the know, that we did not want to. It's very hard to run a show like this, okay? It's a national syndicated talk show. It's very hard to do this, and I have these frank discussions every so often because, you know, we need your support. And if we don't get it, then we're not here anymore. So what we did in order to have to not stock all of the, I mean, North American Herb and Spice, have you ever seen their inventory? Have you ever been to thepowermall.com and looked or gotten one of our catalogs by calling up and getting one from the Power Mall and seen how many North American Herb and Spice products there are? Holy smokes. I mean, carrying all of that would be burdensome. So what we did was we made a deal with Strauss because they've got a complete line of products as well. And we made a deal with them and North American Herb and Spice to be drop shippers. That way, with this arrangement, we make less because we're not doing all the processing. But we felt that the benefits, because of the fact that they're right there and they're going to ship it right to you and you get it quick, you won't have to wait for anything to be in stock and you can order all of their products. So since we make much less than before, we cannot offer regular discounts. So the stuff that we do carry in stock, we have discounts on. The other ones, like North American Herb and Spice and Strauss, we put a minimum order of $300 and we're going to give you a $20 discount, which pretty much pays for the shipping. So, but understand that shipping, because they drop ship, okay, it's coming directly from them. So we're trying to give you a deal on this thing to keep you healthy. That's the number one focus of this show. Always has been, always will be. Because healthy people can function. People who are not healthy that are sick cannot function. Am I lying to you? No. And of course, those of you calling the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, we have a lot of people saying that they call, nobody answers or calls them back. Well, if you don't leave a message, we don't know you called. Because of the fact that we changed hours and we're no longer on from 7 to 9 in the morning, except on replay, if you call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central and nobody answers, that means we are on the other line because we have a queue system when you call into the Power Mall. So if you leave us a message, we will call you back at your soonest convenience. If you don't leave a message, we have no idea that you're trying to get through, but we're really good about doing that. Jay is standing by to take your calls now. If you want to call 877-817-9829, get a Power Mall catalog or place your order. Consider making a donation, shopping our partners tab. Thank you so much for those of you that have been calling Fred Dashefsky and his folks at U.S. Coin Capital, because these guys know what they're talking about. We're talking about over 40 years, a distinguished member of the American Numismatic Association, and knows what's going on. This guy, Fred Dashefsky, has been on the show multiple times. He usually comes on twice a month. And we talk about stuff other than gold and silver, which you should be investing in. I mean, I invest in it. I've got myself a Franklin app right here as I'm holding up in the screen for you. See that? Franklin app right there. Hear how that sounds? Boy, silver. Boy, you just can't beat that sound. And knowing that you're getting pre-65, I mean, that's a good thing. And it helps us out because Fred helps us out. Fred is the sponsor of our show. He's a proud partner, U.S. Coin Capital. And I'd like to thank all you people that called me or emailed me and asked me for advice on stuff. I don't give financial advice, medical or whatever. We try to help people stay healthy and stay financially sound. And one of the things that I do invest in is silver coin, junk silver, or just silver coin that I can. I even have a stack of coins that I can split into fourths. Yeah, they come where you can take them, put them on the edge of a desk, and split them into fourths. And each one of those is worth like $8 a piece. So because right now, you know, we're bouncing around the $30 an ounce mark for silver. Gold's way up there. And if you're, you know, one of these guys that understands numismatic coins, if you're an investor that does and you know what having a gold coin means, then, hey, Fred's your guy. 800-878-2646. But see, we talk about the economy because, see, we're in an election year. See, they got us figured out. You know who I'm talking about here? The government. They got us figured out. How do I know that? Because people during an election year hold off doing major things. You wonder why the real estate market is sucking wind right now? It's not because of Monica and Bill's closet. No, it's not that. It's that people are holding back on making expensive purchases, selling their homes. They're spending more money fixing their place up and hunkering down and prepping, which we're going to talk about at great extent on the show today. And, of course, getting your ideas. It's going to be news and open lines today. And, of course, we have other partners, Icy Breeze, Richardson Nutritional Center, Prepper Beef, Freeze-Dried Beef, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, Sauna Space, McCanny Water Filters, which I have. I swear by them. My Pillow, Star West Botanicals, they're all there. The hits just keep on coming. If you go to our partners tab on thepowerhour.com, you can see them all. If you use our partner links, this will ensure we get credit for your purchase. So we also have newsletters at thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com. Put the in front of it or you're not going to get our website, because there's other people out there trying to imitate us. And they have a show. You don't type in thepowerhour.com. You just type in powerhour.com. You're going to get somebody else's website and go, huh? See, we have a newsletter tab that you can click on and subscribe to get the newsletter. We do an awful lot here to keep things moving. And the thing is, yes, we, like Alex Jones and the economy, have taken it on the chin, which is why we appreciate you donating to the show, because we have to stay on the air. We have to. There are not many places out there where you're not going to hear mainstream gobbledygook. We're trying to avoid that. This is one of the reasons why I nitpick at certain news stories, because they seem rather odd to me. Like, it's either rope-a-dope, false news, AI-generated garbage, any number of things. And I told you before, pretty soon with AI infiltrating the marketplace, you're not going to know what's true and what's not. They're getting that good with making up stuff. Just like they did with Ron DeSantis. Remember when he was going to drop out of the presidential race, put out a 2-minute and 26-second message? Oh, yeah. Well, you see, not to belabor the point, but you see, we all want our freedom. We all want our privacy. We don't want ATF agents banging on our door at 6:03 in the morning and putting bullets in our head. We want to be left alone, just like Randy Weaver. He wanted to be left alone. They didn't want to leave him alone. No, he moved into white supremacist territory. Skinheads. Yeah. Hey, let's get this guy to saw off a couple of shotguns for us and we'll charge him. The whole thing was entrapment. Jerry Spence proved it. But what did it cost Randy Weaver in the process? His wife and his son. And 18 months in prison for failure to appear, because his wife told him, you're not going to get a fair trial. You see how people are trusting less in our government? And then look what they did to Trump. And you want to trust our court system? You see, this is a problem we have in America. We've become less trusting. Maybe our own government made us that way, huh? So, because the more we speak out, the more of a target we put on our back. Could that be true? You know, don't let that stop you from calling the show, folks. We have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944. When you hear the prompts, press 1 to get into the studio line. You can chime in on what we're talking about. I want to make mention here, before we get into world news, Dr. Ben Carson, who is on the short list of Trump's VP candidates, and Trump says, I know who's going to be my VP candidate. I'll tell you, I've seen the list, the short list, and I'm cringing. I'm serious. I'm cringing at his short list because some of these people are connected to the deep swamp. The swamp in Washington, D.C., they're connected. And I don't know about that, Donald. Please don't pick the wrong guy. Pick a guy that believes in what's going on. One of the people on the short list is Dr. Ben Carson. He was speaking to the Freedom Caucus over the weekend, and we managed to grab a clip of some of the most important inspirational things that this man shared with his audience. And I thought, you know what? That would be a great thing to open the show with this morning, to put faith back in people's hearts. We'll go ahead and listen to this clip, if you would.
If you look at the congressional record from January the 10th, 1963, Congressman Herlong of Florida read into the congressional record the 45 goals of communism in America, how they want to fundamentally change us. Do you know why they need to fundamentally change us? Because the United States of America is the major obstacle to one world government. Number one. And they cannot bring us down militarily. So what do you do next? You go inside. You divide the people on the basis of race, age, income, gender, religion, political affiliation. You have them all at each other's throats. You destroy the fabric and the morality of the people. If you read those 45 goals from over 60 years ago, one of them is to gain control of the public schools and the teacher unions so you could indoctrinate the kids. Gain control of the news media and Hollywood so you can manipulate the opinions of the people. Remove God from the public square. Go into the churches and change the real gospel for the social gospel. Have you noticed how that's happening in a lot of churches? Instead of laying down the law of God, they got their finger in the air, seeing which way the wind is blowing and conforming to that. That's not what the church is supposed to do. But some of the other goals were diminish the role of the family, drive wedges between parents and their children, making the parents seem like the bad people in this whole situation, making sexual immorality normal, natural, and healthy. All of these are things that are happening in our society, and here's the problem. It's working. And you see what's happening to us as we allow those influences to become greater in our lives. And you see people talking about my truth and your truth. Whatever happened to the truth? You know? And Jesus said it, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. You know, we have to be willing to stand up for what we believe in. And particularly the evangelical and the Christian community. There's a lot of us out there, but we have to be more visible. You see, a lot of people, when a conversation starts, instead of talking about what they believe, they stand in a corner and stare at the floor because they don't want somebody to call them a nasty name or to try to cancel them. But, you know, I've had a lot of people try to cancel me. I don't care about those people. I only care about God.
Yep, there you have it. That's what you should be caring about. And see, those who did not care about God, and thank you for that, Dr. Ben Carson, inspirational words. That's why he's on Trump's shortlist for VP. Now, would you want a vice president that has that kind of a focus, that puts God first? I think you would. But like I said, you know, they've attacked him. They've attacked his morals, his fundamentals, his beliefs, like they're doing to us every single day when we try to reach out and share the gospel or share the truth. Like you said, the truth. There's your truth and my truth. And, you know, this is why we have a talk show. This is why we have a phone line where you can call in and share the truth. Now, yes, a lot of this may be your truth. A lot of this may be what you believe in. You may disagree with things we say. Hey, you know what? We still have freedom of speech in America. At least till they lock us up in a FEMA camp. Oh, there we go again. Why are they converting all these facilities into, you know, meat lockers where they can lock up dissidents? Huh? How's that happening? Oh, World War III alert. Yeah, we got to have that because everybody out there that thinks that they can, you know, sell subscriptions by scaring people. We're just here to believe in the Father and keep ourselves healthy by whatever means possible. Now, why do we sell supplements instead of drugs? Well, we're not a pharmacy. We sell supplements. We're not a pharmacy. We're not Big Pharma. We're the little guy. Big Pharma, you know what they do? They brainwash doctors. They start in med school. You know, Roosevelt, they did all this by design. Because every time, you know, it's like you want to go shop at a homeopathic doctor. One of these concierge medicine guys, you know, you pay $75 a month because you don't want to be on Medicare anymore because it's like a death insurance for seniors. Now, if anything I'm saying is getting under your skin, you know what my phone number is. You can call the show. We can have a chat. Oh, don't be paranoid. Stop it. You really think this is the time to be bold? You know, see, look at these left-wing idiots out there. I mean, they disrupted a golf tournament over the weekend, destroyed the 18th green, trying to make a point. They got arrested. Sure they did. They're going to get let out. Don't worry. See, unless you're a Christian and you're professing the word of God, you're not going to be out there destroying a golf course. You see, that's the difference between us and them. We don't need to destroy the 18th green of a golf course to get the word out about the Heavenly Father and what's in the good book. We don't need that kind of animosity, that left-wing craftiness. We don't need that. But then we have people out there that are podcasters and other people that World War III alert, World War III alert's going to happen tomorrow. By the way, buy from our store. Prepare for yourself. Well, if you're going to be blown up by a nuke, why should anybody listen to you? You keep telling us that nukes are going to come flying in here. Half these people fearmonger and scare everybody. You think you can survive a nuclear holocaust with today's nuclear arsenals the way they are? Geez, Tsar Bomba. Ever look that up? T-S-A-R-B-O-M-B-A. That's Russia's most powerful 100 megaton nuclear weapon. You really think you can survive that? Nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt and her strike group. Oh, is that the big stick that Teddy was talking about? Yeah, they've arrived in South Korea for joint naval exercises in the wake of a new mutual defense pact between Russia and North Korea. Warships entered the naval base in the southeastern city of Busan on Saturday morning local time, South Korean Navy said. Nimitz-class aircraft carriers escorted by a pair of Aegis-equipped destroyers, the Halsey and the Inoue. Carrier strike group will participate in a new multi-domain trilateral exercise involving Japan later this summer. The exercise is dubbed the Freedom Edge. It was announced by the three nations' defense chiefs in early June at a regional security conference held in Singapore. And why is this? What is this thought process over here? Well, you take the war to them so it doesn't come over here. Oh, boy, they got everybody fooled, don't they? They're letting all these military-age men across their southern border. And they got everybody thinking, oh, well, let's just send all the military overseas to fight the war over there while we're sitting here naked, waiting to be attacked by all these illegal immigrants. Oh, the signs, the warning signs are already out. Shoplifting, rape, murder, kidnapping. I mean, the list goes on and on. The hits just keep on coming, man. That's the big fake out. And all the Democrats think it's all wonderful while they lose their jobs to illegal immigrants who now they're trying to register as voters so they can slant the election. See, we're all worried about the election. And see, now they're priming the pump for disease X now. A story out of New South Wales, Australia. Another 87,000 birds are going to be culled. Oh, gee, that sounds kind of like what they're doing here. Their Australian government is calling it a depopulation process under the supervision of biosecurity officers. Gee, that sound familiar? And you wonder why we don't trust the government now? I mean, bird flu. Yeah, bird flu. Now discovered. Second strain of bird flu. H7N8. Pretty soon we're going to have 99999 hit end button. Proactive surveillance from the government's biosecurity incident response team. Yeah, the men in the white coats. Remember that? They're coming to take them away. Ha ha. 87,000 birds to be culled, which means people will not be eating 87,000 birds. Let's screw with the food supply, shall we? Well, we know they're doing that. In the meantime, all these people that think that lithium batteries are the greatest thing, that we need more of them because we need to have electric cars. Well, 20 bodies have been found so far after a South Korea battery plant fire. Multiple powerful explosions set this lithium battery plant ablaze. 22 dead, most of them Chinese nationals. Burned out of control for 6 hours. Battery manufacturer Aracel in Hwaseong, an industrial cluster southwest of Seoul. Imagine that. The blaze began after a series of battery cells exploded inside a warehouse with some 35,000 units. What triggered the explosion remains unclear, but they want to put these lithium batteries in your vehicles and other devices that will catch fire. And we're just jumping all over it. Russia, by the way, at least 22 people have been killed in a large coordinated terror attack on two synagogues, two churches, and a police outpost in a Russian Muslim-majority region. Six gunmen were killed by Russian security services, according to the Kremlin, following a series of coordinated terror attacks on a holy day in the country's southwesternmost Dagestan Republic. Total number of killed and injured has not been published, but it might stretch into the dozens. Among the civilian dead, 15 police officers killed. Orthodox Christian priest Father Nikolay was killed at his church, where he's been the priest for 40 years. 3 days of mourning have been declared by Dagestan, one of the constituent republics of the Russian Federation bordering the Caspian Sea and the Caucasus region. Meanwhile, Russian authorities are blaming the U.S. for a deadly Ukraine missile strike on a Crimean beach. Six people dead, 100 wounded in a Ukrainian drone and missile attack yesterday, while the second day of Russia's aerial bombing of Kharkiv in the northeastern Ukraine killed at least one person. Now Russia's blaming the United States. And see, the more they blame the United States, the more all those defense ministers in Russia keep looking at the red button. Now that is just, it's figurative here, right? Figurative. They talk about the magic button. You push that and all of a sudden we launch a nuclear holocaust and we have what is known as mutual assured destruction, or MAD. And it is mad. But see, the world's arsenals of nuclear weapons, multiple countries have them. Wouldn't take much to turn the entire globe into a nuclear parking lot and exterminate everyone. Well, there goes your great reset. You really think those people want the zero-sum game? You really think they want that? Now, they're doing this a little bit at a time, just like Dr. Ben Carson said. One of the things they're doing is advocating extreme global hunger. When you go out and you start destroying crops and, you know, destroying the environment, this is what you get. We'll be back to continue our conversation here and take your phone calls, if you so dare, on the Power Hour after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take Oregaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and Oregaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about Oregaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of Oregaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Oregaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
We're back with the Power Hour, 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are in the nation's hinterland. We were talking before we went to the break about this extreme global hunger, and the UN is warning of some of the poorest areas of the world that have zero harvest left. And why do you think that is? Well, we're going to try to have a guest on the show later in the week talking about why that is. They're poisoning our soils. They're using chemicals in the sky in the form of chemtrails. They're destroying our country. And so what they do, they make it look like they're just discovering all of this stuff. I mean, it's perfectly obvious when you look at this. What happens when 95% of all global land is degraded and you can't grow anything on it? You get no crops, people die. Nothing to eat. So now you want humanitarian aid? Well, where are you supposed to get the food from when you're killing off all the cattle or injecting them with garbage that is rendering them toxic to the human system? And then they eat meat that's been contaminated by these mRNA jabs? How's that supposed to work? You're killing off people. Now they're talking about drafting women again. The Senate brought it up on the table again. Want women to register for military draft. You know, every time they sit there and promote World War III and they want all these people to go off to war. It's all part of depopulation. They want to send their sons and daughters to a war that they themselves created so they could eliminate our population and bring in, you know, I want to know what they're going to do with all these illegal immigrants. There is going to come a point in time where this bird flu thing is going to be turned into disease X. Or they're going to find something else, and they're going to demand that all these illegal immigrants go get the jab. And it's going to be a jab that a lot of sectors in our government have admitted are deadly. They're designed to slow kill people. Just like the 220 million or so people that went out and got one, if not two, jabs. And they thought, well, the government said to... Yeah, if the government told you to jump off a bridge, would you do that? Yeah, we got a cure for COVID. Here's the Sunshine Skyway out here in Florida. Just jump off that and your COVID will go away. Really? How many doomsayers out there but would buy into that garbage? Seriously, I mean, there's a real problem here. We put our faith in a government that's let us down. And now we're putting our faith in what, a savior? We're going to go on and watch two old farts on TV Thursday night. One of them is even worse shape mentally than the other one is. One pats himself on the back and the other one screams at people while he's not pooping in his drawers. Oh, hey, that's all right. If they want to sue me for saying poopy pants, you know, I get discovery. Hey, take that diaper off. Would you I want to see what's inside those Depends when you were just standing there looking at me grunting. I want to see what's in those shorts. I get discovery. Produce a copy of your latest Depends you just took off. See, garbage in, garbage out, right, folks? Yeah. Gotta love it. Now, this is the thing about our crops and our soil and everything else. I mean, we have to do everything we can to come up with a little solution called regenerative farming. We'll talk about that here in a minute. In the meantime, there are other people that are bold enough to call our studio line. Chance in West Virginia. Good afternoon, sir, where you are.
Hello, Dave Meister. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
So-so. When did you say this showbiz clown show debate is? What day is it?
The 27th, Thursday night.
Oh, boy, what an act that's going to be. Like you said, one braggart who pounds his chest and the other one who can't put a sentence together. I wonder how many people are going to watch that just for kicks.
Well, you know, they probably will, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump is going to have two people that he has to debate. One is the man that's got the mental acuity of an office furniture. The other one is the CNN moderators. He's going to be debating them as well. Oh, you watch. This thing is going to turn into a, what's that old saying we used to use here, a shift show?
Yeah, well, you know what, Dave Meister? I think I'll watch a Laurel and Hardy movie instead that night.
There you go. How about Abbott and Costello? You know, who's on first?
There you go. It's more entertainment. You know, have you noticed that no candidates, I don't care who they are, address the problems of the toxins in our air, the toxins in our water, the toxins in our food, geoengineering, weather wars? Have you noticed nobody mentions these things? And you got to ask yourself why, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even heard RFK Jr. mention those things, and he wants your vote, too.
Yeah, well, nobody mentions them. That just goes to show you it's one big game come election time. They're not addressing the things that are killing us on a daily basis, but yet they ramble on. This is why I don't get involved in this. Nothing will ever change, unfortunately. Because they want to bring this country down and us with it. It's so obvious. I find it very insulting that nobody mentions no candidate mentions what I talked about, when meanwhile these things are killing us cumulatively on a daily basis, and yet nobody will touch it. That just goes to show you how sincere they all are. That's how I feel.
Well, Chance, I'll tell you what, I agree with you on that point. And the other thing I want to throw in there to add into the mix is the fact that all of these presidential candidates, they like that big stage. You try to get Trump, RFK, the only reason RFK Jr., let me turn around here real quick. The only reason RFK Jr. came on the show is to push this book I'm holding up the screen right now, The Real Anthony Fauci. Now, I will say, I was very impressed with this book. It taught me a lot. And the thing is that's just one aspect, because all these people are creating garbage to inject into us to slowly kill us. And this is a problem. You know, you're right. These people are not focusing on things that matter. And people are freaking out because they think the economy is going to tank, because obviously when the Democrats are in power, you get one thing. When the Republicans are in power, you get another thing. And it's the uniparty that's playing games with us. They are gaming the system. That I will definitely agree with you with, sir.
It's one big dog and pony show. Like I said, I'll be slipping in a Laurel and Hardy movie that night. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chance. Appreciate it. Brady in Arizona, how are you, sir?
Doing fine, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm moving right along. Thanks for asking.
Hey, quick thing, you were talking about like different stuff they're putting in their food. I was kind of looking into some other, what the actual stuff was that was going into the food. And, you know, now that we're going to the cricket-based food system under Klaus Schwab, the exoskeletons are actually called chitin. And the problem that our human stomachs that were given to us by God, when you're digesting that chitin, which is the exoskeleton, again, from the crickets, your body doesn't know how to process it. So when you always, you know, mysteriously, what, about 10 years ago, you always started to see these gluten-free foods and stuff like that. Kind of at the same time that they were putting this stuff into our flour, which is chitin again, and they didn't tell you about it. Mm. So they've been experimenting with chitin for a long time, and they gave the list of all the different companies that are using that in their food products, and there was about 20 of them. That's for a different show, but again, you're dealing with exoskeletons from crickets, and your body is reacting to it because you weren't designed by God to be eating bugs.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. Maybe that's the stuff that's in Biden's Depends now. We don't know. I appreciate your call. Patrice in Ohio, good morning. Well, good afternoon where you are.
Yeah. So over the weekend, well, last night, middle of the night, I listened to, what's his name, Schiff, He's a economic guy.
No matter, what did he say?
He said that there was nothing said anywhere, but the U.S. government is going to guarantee second mortgages now.
Okay.
Which flies in the face of, you know, what the feds are trying to do.
Yeah.
Peter Schiff.
All right. Yeah. So, they're keeping a handle on it, I'm sure. And I look at this thing and it's like, look, the second mortgage loan was used as bait during the time of 2003 to about 2008 when the collapse occurred. And they would do what they call an 80-20 mortgage loan. And the 80-20, the 20% would be whatever, like if you borrowed $400,000, then they would loan you another 20% of that in a second mortgage of $80,000. So you'd have a total, and the $80,000 would always be at a higher rate of interest. You're paying 3% or 4% interest on the main loan on $400,000, and the other $80,000 would be at 9% interest, and that's where they get you. Because if you default on either one, they take the house. It doesn't matter. And they can take these things, break them up into little packages, and put them on Wall Street, and that's exactly what they're doing. We already knew it, and now they've got a zero down, oh yeah, no down payment. They got a source for the down payment, too, $15,000, and they'll give that to you, but you got to pay it back when you sell your house. There's no interest tied to it, but it's just another 15 grand. So if your property is upside down and you decide to sell it, 15,000 is coming right off the top, even if you're underwater. So I appreciate that, Patrice. Thanks for your call. Moving on to You Snooze here at 45 after. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a motion from Texas and New Mexico to enter a settlement over water rights to the Rio Grande River. Isn't that nice? We have the government telling us what we can do. Yeah, it's a 5-4 decision, which means that's a split decision of the Supreme Court. That means majority agreed on one thing, the minority disagreed with one thing. The Supremes ruled a lower court judge erred in his recommendations on how Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado should share water from the 1,900-mile-long river. The high court found the federal government still had claims about New Mexico's water use. The settlement would not resolve. The federal government attorneys lodged objections to the agreement. In the opinion for the majority, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, wrote the federal government's got the right to be part of an agreement under a 1939 agreement on how to share the river's resources. So there you have it. So if you live anywhere, depend on the Rio Grande River, federal government just got involved. Now that Louisiana just passed this measure to put the Ten Commandments back into school, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas vowed to reintroduce legislation requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in the state's public schools after a prior attempt failed. Louisiana just became the first state in the country to adopt such a mandate. Patrick thinks Texas should be the same, do the same thing. Louisiana, meanwhile, their governor just signed into law a bill that would allow state judges to sentence those convicted of sex crimes against victims under the age of 13 to undergo surgical castration. Gee, under the age of 13? How about under the age of majority, like 18? How'd that happen? See, when you're of 18 and you're the age of majority, you can sign contracts. Maybe they should change the law. Now it's just under the age of 13. I guess that would make you a pedophile. To me, if it's a minor, it's a minor. Why 13? And see, here's the thing. It's going to take effect on August 1st. It allows Louisiana judges to punish offenders age 17 and older with surgical castration if they are convicted of aggravated sex crimes against the victim under the age of 13. Now, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, here's a bunch of administrative people that aren't elected. They're appointed. They will oversee the procedure. Oh, can you imagine that? It will not be performed if not medically appropriate, according to the bill. So who's going to determine that? Court-appointed medical expert. Oh, boy. That's another appointed person. Surgical castration within 60 days from the imposition of sentence. If the offender fails to appear to get his you-know-whats cut off, as required by the court order for surgical castration, the offender may be charged and sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison without the benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence, according to the new law. So, yeah, we'll just make you a punk, and you'll spend 3 to 5 years in the hooscow next to some very, very sexually deprived males. Then we know what the shoe is like on the other foot, right? That's as eloquent as I can put it, folks. It happens in prison. Trust me. It happens. I've heard stories. Here's the thing. The age of consent, right? 18. Yet they want to, they don't want people to have guns until they're 21. Yet if you're over 18, you're eligible for the draft. And you're not allowed to drink, but you're allowed to be conscripted. Like I said, and then the Senate, again, mulling over a provision requiring women to register for the Selective Service. We don't have a draft now, but just in case. Josh Hawley from Missouri questioned the underlying motives behind the push to include women, given the U.S. military's already got an all-volunteer force and has been for the last half century. All you got to do is start a war, crash some planes into some buildings in New York, and everybody rah 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 shish kumbah, throw some shoes over the power line and play Old Brown Shoe, and let's get everybody that has a fairly, you know, I'm not going to challenge the IQ out there, but you know where I'm going with this. People that are patriotic, wave the flag, aren't you going to defend your country? And all these men run off to war and get killed. And then you've got that that little song by Paul Hardcastle called 19 about Vietnam, and people didn't even know why they were there, but yet 58,000 men and over, and then a whole bunch of women who were nurses died in that war, and nobody knew what it was about. Hey, but the tie stick was good, huh? Yeah. Wow. Boy, the stories I could tell you about Vietnam. One, two, three, what are we fighting for? Yeah. Oh, you got to love it. Some of this is entertaining, folks. Some of it is just disgusting. But to draft women, really? I mean, there are some women out there that actually said, you know what? I could make a difference. Just like Joyce Riley. She was a captain. She was a surgical nurse, right? See, I don't think she was drafted. I think she signed up. She wanted to give to her country. You see, there's a lot of people out there that will volunteer. I volunteered during NAM. I didn't feel like being drafted. No, I volunteered at age 20. And I saw what a joke the U.S. Army was. I watched our whole platoon get stoned every night on top of the billets. Oh, yeah. They were freaking out because half of them were going to go to Fort Polk in Louisiana and train to go to NAM. And they were freaking out. So, hey, might as well get started early. Get used to the good pot because over there, the tie stick is really cool. Hey, tie stick doesn't get you the Agent Orange, Will, right? That's our government. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials have reported a 25% reduction in apprehensions of illegal immigrants between ports of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border in the 2 weeks since the Biden administration imposed a cap on asylum eligibility. Well, let me tell you about that. That is probably one of the biggest lies they could put out. 25% reduction in apprehensions? Really? That means you got 25% more gotaways in my book. What about you? You think that? Phone lines are open. You can tell me what you think. Several dozen pro-Palestinian activists targeted an Orthodox Jewish synagogue in the heart of the Pico Robertson territory of L.A. yesterday or the other day, blocking an entrance to the event promoting real estate investment in Israel. According to Forward, a left-wing Jewish publication, the protest started or targeted the synagogue in part because of the event promoting Israeli real estate, whether for immigration, vacation, or investment. You see, they're going to try to figure out some way to make you part of Zion. Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, both Democrats, of course, got called out. Breitbart published a report about their silence. After it all happened, they just stood idly by and said nothing. Breitbart came out and says, oh, look, the mayor of L.A. and the governor of California have nothing to say about what just happened. Oh, then they came out and said, oh, yeah, it's appalling and unacceptable. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a state ban on child sex change procedures. They will consider today Tennessee's ban on child sex change procedures, U.S. versus Scrimeti. Considers whether a Tennessee law that bans medical procedures intended to enable minors to identify with or live as a purported identity inconsistent with the minor's sex, like cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, and surgical procedures. Violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, does it or doesn't it? That's what they're going to decide. Well, the court's intervention is urgently needed because Tennessee's law is part of a wave of similar bans preventing transgender adolescents from getting medical care that they, their parents, their doctors have all concluded is necessary because we want to be somebody other than what God created, right? Wow. So they want to have an orchiectomy. Then they want to have a reversal of their genitalia inside out. And they got to wear a test tube up there forever and a day. Oh, trust me, it gets nastier as time goes on. And then they get depressed, and then they realize they made a mistake, and it's too late to turn back now. Yeah. And then they kill themselves. See where we're ending up? Hey, the government gets exactly what it wants. All these stupid people leaving the gene pool. Wow. We're at the break right now. We'll be back at the top of the hour. More news in your phone calls, getting on with the economy, your health, and all sorts of other interesting topical information on how to survive in this crazy mixed up land of ours. Be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.